A Hustler Spirit Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating.
How's everybody doing out there? This is Jim Ferguson, your host of A Hustler Spirit Radio with Ken, Judy, Greg. How you guys doing out there today?
Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous.
All right, all
doing
right.
Great.
Sounds
doing
good.
Great.
Sounds good. Sounds good. I tell you, I came in today. I didn't put down any scripts today. I'm kind of going on real life scenarios today. Today, man, today, yesterday, day before, it has been something else. I have learned a tremendous amount. And I have remembered a tremendous amount. And we're still going to stay on the subject matter of dealing with our economics of our soul, our economics of our energy. We want to stay right there for right now, because I know I've seen some scenarios and this week and last week and really all of this year. I've seen people with great intentions on what they want to do, speaking about what they want to do, but I've also experienced the lack of movement of what they want to do. And why I say that I experience it, because a lot of times I'm coming up the back half making a decision to aid in helping or to aid in my time or whatever that might be. And, you know, I have some scenarios that I have seen within the last week and within the last couple of days, you know what I mean? And it's just, we're going to stay around those topics today. And it's basically understanding of energy management of yourself and only of yourself, and recognizing when to pull back, recognizing when to cut your losses from a venture, or when to cut your losses from a person, when to cut your losses from a relationship, something that is draining you, or as what we call a energy robbing vampire, or an energy vampire. And in those, not only people, but we have to watch our habits, things that we do, things that we expose ourselves to. All of that is a part of just being more aware of what's going on around you. And I know before we came live on the air today, we were all talking, and Judy, you had made a statement about you, because you were teaching a class today, and you were making a statement that you are trying to get people to feel good about themselves.
Do you know who you are? People don't know who they are. It's what I suddenly realized. I mean, they think they're somebody's husband or somebody's wife or somebody's job, or, you know, even spiritually they think they're that, but they don't get down to the nitty gritty of who they are. One lady, she sort of got sick to her stomach when she began to think about who she was.
Right.
She was,
right.
Yeah, she was afraid to look at it. She was afraid to look at it. And no, it was interesting, because when she we began to easily, I eased her into it, and she found out she was this magnificent soul, and then we began to pull that apart, because we are all souls on a journey.
That's right.
No right, no wrong. We're just on a journey.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That is exactly it. And I think, too, that would blend definitely into the fact of scared to look at things and scared to actually let things transpire. We're a lot of times we go through, we're scared to say no. We're scared to tell someone no. We're scared to tell someone, you know what, I'm not giving any more of my time to that. I'm not giving any more of my money to that. I'm not giving any more of my energy of thinking towards that. That's just some very important things that we have to look at. And I'll tell you another thing too, and I will definitely want to make sure that we touch that subject. We don't want to go back to that, but I want to say what's coming on for the second part of the show is we're going to be dealing with a person's energy changing from temptation. And I've had a chance to actually experience that over the years firsthand, where you hear the scenario of money will change a person. If it'll change a person if you don't know who you are. If you don't know, going back to that top subject of knowing who you are, that money will tempt you and change you into doing things of less vibration, of lesser vibration. I refuse to use to say, well, that money you do something wrong. No. We don't use that on that show because we, as far as I believe, the most deepest feeling in my heart is not the right or wrong, or there is a right or wrong. It's just higher vibrating to a lower vibrating. And at the same time, taking a look at what you do in reference to what you are creating. And I think the more spiritually minded we get out here, it's more that we're able to make very easy decisions to us, where other people, they're very complicated. But to us, they're not complicated, because immediately you're looking like a chess game. You're looking 5-6 steps ahead before you even do anything. And there's certain things that will come across to you that there is no guesswork and there is no amount of delay on thinking. You understand me? What I'm saying? I mean, those things. When you become spiritually minded, you're not going to sit there and say, "Well, man, you know, should I rob this from this guy?" Because you're not going to think about that. Those things come naturally to you to say, "It's not mine. I can make my own. I don't need to do that. That's that person. So I don't need to go this route. This may cause lower vibrating circumstances. I won't do that. I'll do this." In just that alone, I think that you know, it brings up multiple possibilities of exactly what you want desire-wise, the higher you become spiritually, you know, knowledge when you do that. And I think and getting right down to the nitty-gritty, I've experienced what is the word I'm looking for, man? When you are not so much as struggling, desperate. Desperation, that is a no-no in any business that you ever get involved in any type of hustle, any type of grind. I don't care what it is. A desperate man is a dangerous
setback.
Man.
Setback. Right.
You better believe it. I'm talking about dangerous, because that person is not going to be thinking about anything other than the act that and how they can get through that act. And, you know, just In what I've seen mismanagement of money due to desperation, or what's so funny about it, when we get metaphysically speaking, the illusion of the lack of money, because that's technically what that is. It's the illusion of a lack. And then when you have that, people say, "What are you talking about, Jim? I just don't have it." Well, we can go down the line and see why you don't have it, but we can also see how you can get it.
Right.
And how we can
get it. Practice a certain amount of things too. You have to have patience. If you don't have that patience to grasp and set yourself up with some goals, you know, and it might be a goal that you set that you might only get halfway to that goal, but you definitely have to have patience and be aware of what's around you while you're achieving.
That's right. I mean, that's a perfect point, because a lot of people, when they're desperate, they lose the patience. And when you lose the patience, you create a contracting field. A contracting field won't allow anything to come in. And really, the vibration that you're sending out is going to be more desperation.
Because we just spoke about something, and I was telling you about my finances. I told you that they weren't at the level of what I wanted them to be, but
yes.
Even in the 14 days of what I said I made, it was still something. It may have not been what the goal I set,
mm-hmm.
but I'm still creating. And the volume of that will pick up, you know, and you have
yes.
to be patient with that volume
yes.
because you can get yourself in situations.
You get yourself in situations that's not going to be favorable for you.
Right.
But at the same time, you can sit there, you can take the volume of what you're talking about, even with this person that it's what I experienced with and actually see them face to face with, is the fact of go backwards and find out why don't you have the numbers or the volume that you set yourself out, and you would probably look at it, and any of us will look at it, and with whatever's happening, and say, you know what, I can see why. Let's just twig it up some. I can see why not. Let's. You know, this is a time point that I can really say that tenacity, and not just fortitude, but tenacity, and almost as we can joke around with having that medieval type of, but you got to have that shit
well,
now. You got to have that medieval mentality
couple,
now.
Couple,
but you got to expect it though. You got to expect it, boys, because I have a limit for myself. I expect to make at least 200 a day. And I let it go. I just put it in there. I let it go. And sure enough, every day that sucker pops in at least that. And I say 200 plus.
200 plus or something better. That's right.
I don't struggle. It's a rule in my mind.
But at the same time,
that's the way it's going to be.
Right. But at the same time, you can't self-sabotage yourself.
No, I don't.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
But where you do put it out, you can't come back and be saying, oh, well, I'm not worthy or this or that. Because, as I said, you can self-sabotage, so you have to keep your mind on the goal. And once you put it out there, you let it go without questioning it.
But you can
I let it go. I don't even keep it as – it's not even a conscious goal. It's just I set the rule. You can set rules in your head, and your subconscious will follow them.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right. That's
it
right.
will follow them.
That's right. That's
so
right.
It just goes out there and does its thing, and it tickles me because sometimes it comes in the oddest of ways.
Yes,
but that
it does.
Sucker will just come. It could even come in the mail. Somebody says, "Oh, I've been thinking about you. Here's $50." You know.
Right. And that point right there, we don't necessarily want to jump over the actual subconscious mind, but the fact of that it may take you a couple rounds. It may take you more than a couple rounds of just changing that mindset that you had. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You
got to
really
exactly.
have emotion with it. That's what's going to change that subconscious mind. And you got to, and Judy said it, you got to feel that you know you can, and then you just detach from the outcome because you know. But see, here's the deal.
Great for Judy.
I know what my potential is. Know what your potential is. I know what my potential is.
Right.
Go ahead, Ken.
Her entire environment is set in a peaceful environment where she can, nothing affects that, what she has said.
Well, that's a choice too, because that's another thing, and that's an excellent point too. All of the stuff that we talked about is basically you've got to set the environment. You've got to set the proper soil, mm-hmm. the fertile soil. You've got to set it.
Right.
And it's just like trying to find a wife at a whorehouse. I mean, if that's the kind of wife you're looking for, then you can go to the whorehouse, man. But if you want somebody you can take home to mama, you ain't looking for somebody that slept with half a Cleveland. That's just how that goes. I mean, people sometimes, you know what I mean, we sit there and trip and flip. I want to go buy me a Lamborghini, but why am I going to the Chevy store? Ain't no Lamborghinis at the Chevy store, so I need to go somewhere where the environment is right. When I come in, I get my hot toddy. You see what I'm saying? I get my warm towel. And they caught me around the thing, and I'm slick, I'm good to go. But if you ain't, you know what I'm saying? Because then that's also dealing with your energy reservoirs and your energy management. And that's 100%. And that's 100% thing right there. We can't leave out that environment just of what we're taking a snapshot of with our subconscious mind. That's why, even though you might not, what's so funny, even though you might not have what you want right now, you gotta move and act like you have it.
Amen. Then, right there. That's it.
Right. You see what I'm saying? You gotta move. Mm-hmm. You gotta create neatness. You gotta create order. Your mind loves that. I mean, when you go into a shop or a place, or if I go into another repair shop, or if I go into anywhere, any kind of shop, appliance store, when everything is just I mean, you ain't got to search for nothing. It's a peaceful feeling. I mean, just clean up your office. Just clean up your bookshelf. Clean up your floor. You know, I've never been a person that like a lot of furniture in a home. I like to see what the hell I bought. I don't like to hide it. Well, at the same time, I've got to make sure that I create a neatness. All the way from what you create for when you get into your car to go to work, how clean is it? It doesn't have to be a brand new 09, you know, but for me, it does. That's just how I feel. I want to change them like I change shoes. So, how clean is it? What type of rims you have on it? What the music playing? The odor, the smell that you have in the car? I want to smell that Corinthian leather. There's no such thing as that, but I'm saying it anyway. My Macho Bond made that anyway. So, that's what I want. If you get into your shower, what color towels do you have? I mean, I'm burning candles, different colors to change my actual energy patterns. I have certain incense that I burn. I burn, what's it called, frankincense?
Yeah.
Okay, I burn sandalwood. I'll burn that. Anything that's going to bring on awareness. I mean, whatever type. I've been going to the crystal stuff. I mean, reading about crystals and picking up different crystals and picking up different literatures. I mean, just doing everything that you can to manage, and that's all the part about. Not only is it about your health, but this is dealing with our spiritual health. And I don't think there's nothing more important than our spiritual health. We gotta have a baseline for that. We gotta have a baseline for that.
That goes hand in hand with your body.
Exactly. I don't think one's no better than the other one. I mean, you got to have a proper body to be spiritually in tune.
But we also have to, you know, even though you may not have a proper body, you have to love the good things about
what
the body.
Got.
Just like you love the flaws, you know, and you should actually pick the flaws in your body and make yourself create love for those flaws. It'll change.
Exactly.
You can change if your stomach's too fat and you concentrate on that and love that fat stomach. Eventually, if you really want that stomach to change, it will change into something that you love even greater.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Exactly.
That's the point, Big Daddy. That's the point. You got to love your belly.
I mean, you can't. If you think low of it, how do you think other people are going to feel about it?
That's true.
Same way. Same way.
That's true. That's 100%.
I know there are some people I know, women, and I think it's just my personal opinion that they're ugly, but they don't feel that way. I mean, when they get dressed, they put on their clothes, and they think you couldn't convince them in their mind that they don't look good. And wherever they go, they shine.
Right.
I'm serious.
Right. Now, I know what you mean, but what I'm saying, though, is do you think that they're that ugly, though? That's
pretty close. Don't think that. They don't feel that way. You couldn't convince them that. Hey.
But see,
honestly, that's how everyone should feel. If you don't feel good about yourself, how can you convince someone else to do it?
Yeah, that's true.
We all have different tastes, different likes, and it might be someone who was genuinely attracted to that person. But she put herself out there where she felt good about herself.
Right.
And I don't think she has any problems about her identity. I know a lot of people like that.
Oh, yeah. I went to a review for Ella Fitzgerald this weekend, and I had no idea. Ella Fitzgerald, this black singer who's introduced so many gorgeous songs. And it took her years to be hired because she was very homely. She'd get up on stage and they would fire her before she even got a chance to open her mouth.
She kept at it
until she became one of the greatest black singers that's ever been. And the music she wrote alone.
You know.
And she was homely, but it didn't stop her. She didn't care.
No. Ella Fitzgerald could get down. Yes, I mean, she
oh, I know, honey.
Right, she wouldn't be what you would call, yes, the beauty shine type of deal. But here's where the love comes in at. She designed how she looked herself.
So yes, she did.
It's exact how she came out is exactly how she designed herself to be. So back to his point, you best believe you got to love yourself. Okay, Daddy, but if you eating Krispy Kreme donuts, so all
day. You're gonna be a Krispy Kreme donut.
Okay, boy, no Krispy Kreme tonight.
But here's an example, though, what you do, though. What you do every day. Every day you say to your body, thank you for taking care of me and making, working hard at making myself perform at its optimum performance and making me thin. And what you're doing is you're already setting up what's going to happen. You see what I'm saying? But if you're actually complimenting your body for working hard at taking care of you and making you healthy, you're already setting forth the goal of what's going to actually happen. So it's all positive affirmation.
Well, I can give you one better as a hypnotherapist that I teach my clients to do. There was a study done on water by Dr. Emoto where you can change the nature of water, which means you can program anything into water you want. So I teach them how every day to program in their jars of water that every drink of water they take, their body will become slimmer and slimmer and slimmer. And it's working.
Yes, it will.
You can put anything into water you want, and it will work for you.
You can do that with making immunization. You can say this is a medicine without actually taking a medicine. You can actually program. That's what I do it all the time, with programming the water, you know. You can do that. Right. Emoto also has crystal cards. He has the cards, and you can actually take the card and put the crystal of Fatima healing water and put that and put the glass of water over it, and within 24 hours you drink that and you won't believe the taste of it. And the same thing with doing, you can write love and put a glass of clear water over the word love, just doing that alone, and that transforms the water. It's amazing.
The word abundance, or the word abundance, which I've got underneath mine. Okay,
right. Mm-hmm.
So you're going to change your vibration to draw abundance to you.
Well, I will say one thing. Greg, I've seen you change water because I tasted it personally. So I know it works. And he did it. We were at dinner. I see him take a glass of water. He had me taste it. And he did something. I don't know how long it took. What was it, about 30 seconds, maybe a minute?
Not even.
And you had me drink that water, and that water tastes like it had went through a carbon filterization. And that's another thing, too. That gets back to, why do you think that you need to pray over your food? And what that really means is to put proper intentions on your food. You will change the structure and energy on your food, period. Now, getting back to that, there's a book called What the Bleak Do We Know? And it gets into got the book? I got it, too. How they change the energy structure of water by meditating over water. So if everything is built on energy, that falls right into place. That's quite simple. So not only can you do that to water, you can do that to items in your retail store that you need to sell. You can do it to your work that you're actually doing.
Yes, you program the water with your positive intent, and you're able to manifest what you're bringing into it. So it is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I've been programming it a lot lately with all kinds of goodies, getting slimmer, and I find it's working. It's like my whole programming's changed. I also program it to quit smoking, and I quit smoking, and it's been a really easy transition, you know?
And in that glass of water, you can also say, right, my body is running at its optimum performance, and this is where the whole gratitude, I thank my body for working to make me healthier and younger, and you do that with the food, the gratitude of the abundance of food that you're about to eat, and how it's going to only be the proper optimum performance into your body, and only the positive nourishment for your body, and anything else that is not to help your body will be discarded. You see what I'm saying? So
that's all you need, right?
That's all, exactly.
A Hustler Spirit Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keep playing it hard all day long. Keep playing it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keep playing it hard all day long. Keep playing it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
All right. Welcome back. Thanks for having everybody stay on with us. We had a little technical difficulties, but we know Judy and Greg was holding it down. And we got lost somewhere. The brothers done got lost. We done got lost. I'll tell you what, I'm going to recommend that book. Anybody out there, I'm not sure who the authors are. I know there's multiple authors, and I know a lot of them have wrote into the book, The Secret, but it's called What the Bleep Do We Know?
And it's a movie. Rent a movie. And there's a movie about it, too.
Oh, okay.
It's wonderful.
Okay.
The movie is absolutely excellent. What the Bleep.
Okay, What the Bleep Do We Know? Okay, great.
Yeah.
I've seen it five times.
Good.
Really? Okay. I might see if Blockbuster has that thing, and I will rent the movie. Definitely.
Make sure you have a cup of coffee with you, because it gets into some quantum physics, so it does
that's my thing.
It's really fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Yeah. It'll help you understand reality better than you ever understood it before.
Okay. No, that you're gonna have me call up Blockbuster as soon as we're done with the radio show.
I enjoy it.
You see what I'm saying? You're gonna have me call them up so I can see what's going on. But,
it's an excellent movie.
Excellent, huh? Okay. We're going to be getting into that.
If you got any callers calling in, I'll transform their water right on the show.
That's what I'm saying. Well, you might have some people calling up with some Jack Daniels in a minute, baby. You know what I mean? They may want you to make that stuff into some Cavassier. Is that how you say that? Change it. And do some champagne or something, Big Daddy. Because if you do
and
that,
water into wine.
You do what I'm water saying? We do that, we're going to be something else. Now, you guys, I'm in a crazy mood today. But let me see here. Did I even talk about, oh, here's the deal. This is what I want to throw out there right quick, and then we're going to move on, because I do want to get into a little bit of crystals and a little bit of things that we can do to make sure that we vibrate at a much higher level. In situations that are going on today, most likely in a lot of homes and a lot of relationships and a lot of families, my suggestion would be, and this is through my personal experience, and I know, Ken, you could probably talk some. I think everybody could talk something about it. This is the time that we keep the utmost highest integrity of everything that we do. This is the time.
Yeah.
This is the time. This is the time that we keep the most highest, the super high level of integrity is right now. Because you're tempted. You are tempted to do some things that the outcome might not be desirable of what you're really looking at. And it does take a time point to think more steps ahead. So in talking about that, not only do you have to look at yourself, but you've got to look at people around you. You literally got to look at them, and man, you got to keep an eye on people around you.
Well, even though that they don't have, you know, that integrity or something, you know, I think a lot of the stuff really today is a test, you know, for really for the strong, not for the weak, you know, and people that are aware of things that's around them, you know. So if you lower yourself, and a lot of times I find myself going through it because I get challenged with so many people on the lower level to try to do things to me just to bring you there.
A lot of temp, man.
But you have
a lot
to,
of temp, yeah.
You know, and I'd be like, well, if I go there, how risky is it going to be for me to achieve my goals that I have set for myself? So you
exactly.
have to examine that and always stay ahead of that.
You exactly. And
keep
you know
your
what,
integrity
you
high. Yeah.
You
always keep your
yeah.
integrity high because.
Okay.
You'll draw to you your vibration, higher integrity
exactly.
people, and you'll achieve more.
Yep.
If you go down to their level, you always lose.
That is a perfect statement. But I tell you, mm-hmm. you said something too. And let's see, you guys, we can address this right quick because I know time is flying. But he said that he feels that a lot of the situations and tests that are going on are for people that are more knowledgeable or people that are vibrating higher than people that are not vibrating higher. People don't give a damn about what they do. You know, they just don't care. And you look at, that's something that, you know, might in later situations you try to get in depth about. But that's a point that I can say that, you know, in just thinking about that, you open up possibilities. You open up possibilities because you open up awareness to say, you know what? I'm thinking higher than that. And then at the same time, you made a statement too saying that everything is a test. And that, to me, is 100%. Because it basically is. If we're in a learning process, then everything that you get coming at you, some of the stuff you gotta laugh at. Because you know it's a test.
Right. And if we don't.
Mm-hmm.
That can't.
Just realize that it's all a test, but you don't want to take any of it too seriously. If you start taking it seriously, you'll move on a downward vibration. It's all a test. Always stay in your highest level of integrity, and you'll pass the test. And always tell the truth. I've been teaching a lot of classes on telling the truth lately. If you tell the truth, that just cuts through steel a lot of times. Not easy to do, but it's your best bet.
Truly, it does.
Always.
You know, because you have to take truth to things.
Yes.
But there's a lot of people, then when you do good things, but you should always realize that a lot of things that go through you in these tests are definitely for you as well, because
yes, they are.
You have to do for yourself too, and,
mm-hmm.
and you really. To achieve everything that you want to achieve, if you have things set for yourself, you shouldn't deviate from those things or take anything away from yourself to get that stuff done. Because you're not going to be any better off by doing something for someone else if you didn't do it for yourself.
Amen to that, Ken. You are right on the money. I had a client today who had, he said he has everything in the world, and he's very unhappy. He's 51 years old, he's retired, he's got everything in the world. And bless his heart, he's got a girlfriend that's just not totally with the program. And his ex-wife is in my class. And she said this is a pattern of his. He doesn't look within. He doesn't come from those levels of integrity from within. And he keeps making the same mistakes again and again and again and again. Even though he has all the money, he's not a happy man at all. You have to come from your integrity, tell the truth, and come from the highest place possible. Always. And you'll always win. You'll always win.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that, see, but then too, that's a whole nother area of situations too, because there has been a ton of multimillionaires, a ton of very rich people that they just, they're not happy. And
no,
being not happy, if you look at them, it's, a lot of them is because they really don't know their self. It's part of that, that's missing. Part of that, then they'll find, thinking that to find myself, I'll just start giving my money away. And then after they give the money, or a certain amount of money, they find out that that's all temporary too. And then there maybe, then it's no more different than let me go buy a boat, then from a boat to a yacht, from a yacht to a manufacturing company, and all of it is on a quest of where am I finding the happiness. But all of that is not going to cut it. You can go out here and give food to 50 people a night if you're not, going right back to the beginning of the show, if you're not happy with you, all of that is not going to do it. It's just not going to do it. I mean, you can you go out here, you can get 50 women, not going to do it. You're not happy with you. Get 50 men, women out here, go get, it's not going to do it. You can go buy your brand new Benz. It's not going to do it. Right, $1 million in the bank. They still killing themselves. Still overdosing. Still doing all this crazy crap. Not going to do it. It's about you. And it's about being balanced all the way around. See, you can be balanced in the checkbook, and that's perfect, because that's where I want to be. I get just to get me, balance me up. But at the same time, if you're not balanced spiritually, you're not balanced physically, you're not, you know what I mean? So you got that whole, you know, it's the whole quest of balance. It's the whole quest of that. And if you look at the institutions that teach you, there's not really, other than a metaphysical field, that's going to teach you about balance. You go to college, and in a balanced situation, they're talking about there. You can go to trade school, it's not a balanced situation.
From the thing with childhood, it's a lot of people out here who have families and kids and things, and they never teach their children. They don't even know themselves.
They can't
to love themselves.
They can't teach what they don't know.
You know, I mean, Greg says it all the time. You have to love you, you know. And there's a lot of people really don't even love themselves.
But then you can see, here's the thing that's the funny part about it. Here's the funny part about it. You can say that. You can say, I love myself. But wait a minute.
You have to mean it.
You got to mean it.
You can mean it. There's still something else too. To what degree of understanding do you have with that statement?
Yes.
You understand? That's like a person saying, if I say to you, dude, I look at you and you seem to be becoming more spiritual. Now, I can say that to a Christian. I can say that to a Protestant. I can say that to a Baptist. Everybody's going to come with a little bit different meaning. But I can say it to a person studying metaphysics. That's a whole different meaning of that. So my point being is, when you say to somebody, man, you need to tell yourself that you love yourself. Okay, but to, you know, and the whole point is, to what level do you love yourself? To ultimately, what level do you do it? And that's what's going to, you know, have you to have a higher understanding about balancing yourself. Because with that love for yourself, you are going to generate more information that is going to be necessary for you to evolve. See, it's that little bit of tweaking that we do to our radio station that allow us to meet the right people, the right circumstances, the right protection, the right cause and effect, the right understanding, the right knowledge coming from that morphic field, right intuitive information coming from our guide. It's just that, and it does start with the love of yourself. You've got to love yourself.
Well, we talk about it all the time, but Judy is a prime example of something. It would be something that you really care about, and if it had to come down to that question, would you give it up to satisfy yourself or walk away and never think about it again? At a drop of a hat, your family, your kids, or anything that was affecting your life from you loving you, would you give it up?
Hell yes, I would.
And that's
yes,
the
I would.
Of true love for yourself.
Yes, I would.
And that's 100% correct, because guess what? If you're not understanding how this stuff works, you're not going to be able to walk away. But the higher understanding, the more understanding you have about it, the easier for it is for you to take that step and walk, because you know you're not losing or leaving. You're detaching, so to say. You know what I mean? But you know how your connections are, and you know that even though that may be your wife, that may be your brother, that may be your friend, they're on their path. You're not forcing anything. You're not causing. What's so funny, I had read something. It was like a path of a highly spiritual person is a person that can be in the midst of all and not disturb anything.
Amen.
You don't even know that person, you don't even know that person is even there. They're not disturbing nothing. They're observing. They're listening. They know that they're a part of it. And when they leave, there's no damage. That's how I want to be. That's just how I want to be. That person that went through and not disturbed anything. And that's not saying that I'm not going to experience it. I'm going to experience it all because I'm observing.
But you're an observer, not a participant.
Yeah. That's right.
Exactly.
And I think when you think about that, and we place ourselves, I can be in a relationship with a woman that I love and I truly love, but at the same time, I realize that that woman has a path of her own.
Amen.
Exactly.
And I don't need to disturb her path, because that's just like slavery. You want to know what the highest thing that you can do against someone and yourself is to hinder them on their path. That's the only, when they talk about sins and all this other stuff they talk about, when you break it all down, that's one of the major, all this other stuff, they just misconstrued that for control purposes. That shit they got. But the major thing, don't get nobody way of their path. And you got a right to get people out the way of your shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
You gotta take a 2x4, inch it on down, and get to stomping on some people. That's how it is. Now we can do that. If we have that understanding, baby, it's on and popping. You can't. Yeah. It's a win-win for everybody. You cannot lose, cause you cool with them. Ain't gonna stop you making your cheddar. You're gonna make your cheese. You just ain't gonna take nobody coming, trying to infringe on your cheese. Infringe on your knowledge, infringe on your pathway, because you're not doing it to somebody else. That's the bottom line. And everything else is cool. So that person, guess what? That person wants to go out here and do crazy. I can say, look, did you think about what it is that you're doing? Just, you know, you can take a peek at it. And I'm not saying observing with not having a voice. You know, you got to talk. No. This is what I'm going to do. Why should I lose any energy? Because when it's all said and done, person's going to do what they're going to do anyway.
Exactly.
So what's the best thing for you to do? You put your input in.
Keep your mouth shut.
And move
let
on.
Let them walk away and let them do their thing. Yeah.
And let them
stay
do
in
their
your
thing.
Own garden. Keep your nose out of everybody else's garden. Stay in your own.
And thank you. And then what you do is you just don't come and save them out of their garden.
No, you don't. You let them sink, swim, whatever they have to do in their garden, and you stay in your own space.
My man. That's what they call
all
personal
you, all
sin.
All you do is change yourself. Yep, exactly.
Or you will take on their karma. If you mess in their business, you take on their karma. And do you want anybody else's karma but your own?
Thank you. Do not. And that's not saying that you don't love that person.
No, you love them.
Nothing to do with that. Matter of fact, you may love that person more than they, if they're not acknowledging. You may love that person more than they really think that you do.
Right.
Just because of that. They may hate you until they figure it out later. They may not do it this lifetime, but at least you're not going to be drained.
No.
And that's the major thing. Because you've got your ship. You're the captain of your own ship. And I think, and not only that, we can apply that to any business transaction out there. Street, office, I don't care what you do. It's the same basic freaking thing. The same basic thing. And you're right. And engaging in other people's scenarios, you can bring and you will bring that energy onto you. You will bring it on. That's right. And you feel more of a stress and strain and say, well, damn, you know, why is my life so jacked up, man? Well, who are you around?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well,
so now it's time to pick up, you know what I mean? It's time to pick up the vibrations and vibrate people
and
life.
And not only that, the karma you pick up off of them will be even worse for you than it is for them.
Exactly.
It will be.
Well, see, Judy and I...
Hold on one second, Greg. What is the give me the metaphysical, technical point of why the karma would be greater if another person engaged in somebody else's karma. Why would that be?
Why would what be now?
Let's say if I engage in a buddy of mine's karma, I engage into it. Why would it be stronger on my end? The only thing that comes to mind would it be because I have a higher level of confusion maybe of why these things are happening? Or why would it be stronger? Why would it actually
It would be stronger because, number one, you stepped your foot into his lessons, which you know nothing about. So therefore, you've taken on his karma. Now, his karma spills over into your garden and starts messing with all those places in you that aren't healed up. So you just bought you a pass full of trouble.
You just threw a lot of pistols into your fruit.
Yeah, you just now added extra salt in your pudding.
We can't mess around with my tapioca pudding now. Y'all acting up. You know, I mean, got to add tapioca. Okay.
That's what I was trying to say. Judy and I have talked about our different clients. And once you learn your lesson, and you've learned it, you actually become a participant. You're an observer, not a participant, where things that used to really aggravate you and stuff, it's like water off a duck's back. It doesn't bother you anymore. And once that happens, you're able to move on. And that's where you come at a higher frequency, and then things start falling away from you. Relationships, addiction, or whatever else.
Right.
If that makes sense.
No. That's what you said right there is 100% because that's something everybody needs to hear. I do believe that. That's very few times I'm going to say everybody needs to hear something, but that is basically it. It's a fact of learning the lesson and moving on because the universe must change the playing field or the learning field once you've learned the lesson. Once you truly learn the lesson, there's no need for that lesson to keep coming around. So that would be that. So then getting back to Judy's point about the fact of engaging in somebody else's karma, and I believe we've all have done it over a course of time. I can speak on it myself personally and give myself the most highest level of dipping into people's karma, trying to help, and at the same time taking a behind stripping myself because of that. And having things hit me in a way that I am trying to identify where is this heat coming from. And it looked like somebody got the oven turned up to about 900 degrees, like they're trying to get on a self-cleaning mode.
That's why you don't walk in.
And they never thank you either. And they walk away and leave you standing there holding the hot plate.
That's right.
Holding that, I'm burning up with that plate. I'm on fire.
Right, and they walk off and leave you alone with that sucker.
And I done said, Big Daddy, we done seen it. We done seen it. And you're right. Mm-hmm. Don't even get a half iota of a thank you.
Nope.
No.
Really, to be honest with you, you know what it look like sometimes when somebody say to you, but they don't really say it to you? Thank you, you dumbass.
All that glitter ain't gold.
You better believe it.
Oh, that's good, Ken. All that glitter ain't gold.
Glitter ain't gold. That's good. That's good. Yeah.
Man. Okay. Well, I have to write that down, Judy, today because that is very important. That is very important about dipping. That's right. I think let's keep our nose in our own garden. I think it smells pretty sweet in our own garden.
Right.
Yeah, work on your own garden.
Nice enough flowers, and we've got all type of things that we can do to concentrate on and have the best garden that we can possibly have. And I think
and have a luxurious garden.
Huh?
Right. And have a luxurious garden. The more you tend your own garden, the more your own garden grows.
That's right, because it's more
attention
you're
putting to it. And grows. Right. Mm-hmm.
Don't go eat those Krispy Kreme donuts.
That's right. I'm not going to eat no Krispy
Kreme. I like
Kreme
you, kid.
No, I ain't go. Judy was trying to back off them Krispy Kreme. Now, you got Krispy Kreme down there where you at, Judy?
Oh, honey, we do. With the little hot sign that comes on about every twice a day. Yeah, they're lined up out there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, hot, you know about the hot sign. When was the last time you was in line for them Krispy Kreme donuts?
Oh, love those things.
I mean, when were you in line? When was the last time you had some?
Well, it's been about 6 months since I had any because I've decided that I need to get slimmer. So I am getting much slimmer.
Right.
But as soon as I'm down to my goal weight, yes, Krispy Kreme will be back on my calendar again. But not right now.
Right now. Okay. All right. That's not, now, how about you, Greg? Last time I seen you, you were in great shape. Now, how you doing with your shape?
Well, I'm doing good. I just said, being a volunteer fireman, you have to be in good shape. So,
right.
Went through some training, and my knees were acting up because we were doing revolutions, crawling through concrete buildings. Uh-huh. So my knees have been bothering me, so I haven't hit the gym in about 3 weeks.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to starting up next week, so I'm going to get back on the track again.
Okay. So you were saying before we went on air, you just came back from a fire, too?
Yeah, we had a fire, and that's why you said I sounded tired, so I said, yeah, so it was good, but it takes a little bit of energy out of you, so
you could
tell in my voice, yeah.
Okay, well, baby, everybody sounds good, well, that is great. Well, I tell you, I have enjoyed this show today. I think we had some fun today, but we definitely hit some...
Hit a lot of good points,
Yeah, we hit some spots today that I'm definitely... You know what, I ain't saying nothing about no crystals today, did I? I'm actually was looking for my paperwork on it, so I'm going to have to make it up for next week.
Make it up next week, darling.
Yeah, I'm going to get into some programming, some more programming, a little bit more in depth. I got some more information, and I went out and actually got some more crystals myself. I got a hematite stone ring. Yes.
Ooh, those are good.
Yes, mm-hmm. Got one of those. Ken, you got one too, didn't you?
Yeah,
one.
Actually, we'll send you two, a couple of them.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Now, that was cool. I love hematite.
Okay. Hematite, yeah, we got a couple of them. Real nice, shiny black looking. They look white. They look nice. Mm-hmm. I got sunstone, I believe I'm calling that right. Sunstone.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up, I was looking at the gold-infused quartz crystals.
Oh, I have those. You want one of those.
Yes. Definitely want one of those.
You know, the hematite draws negative energy. You know,
yes.
It'll absorb the negative energy. I have a crystal book, so I'll bring that on the air next week, so
you start rattling
off. I can tell you what they are.
I got some crystal books, so I'll get on and figure out what's what.
Okay,
crystals,
let's do that,
and
because I know I promised that to Jane, and I didn't get it, so I apologize to everybody out there about it. I didn't hit those crystals just right, but we want to get into some programming because I got a program, and we can go over that right quick because I know we got like a minute left and then we're off the air. But basically, have your intentions in hand as far as what you want to do, something that you definitely want to recite while you're holding the crystal. You want to do it from the pureness of your heart, from the center of your heart, and you can program that crystal. Now, that crystal also has intelligence. Every crystal, every stone, every piece of whatever you have, it has intelligence to it, it has information in it, and it has memory in it.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to get into that. We're going to get into the cleansing, not cleaning, but the cleansing of crystals, because you know that people are touching these crystals, mining these crystals, before you get them. They don't necessarily automatically, you know, high potency. You got to make sure that they are clear. I want to get into a little bit of next week of some technical photography that can be taken of these crystals and of gems and anything else that you have that you can actually read the information and read the energy off of it. I want to do that in the next coming shows. And then then Friday, are you going with me Friday? There's a guy, I believe, I'm not sure if his name is Emmanuel. I'll have his name for next week, and I'll tell you how the interview went, and we'll bring some information back to next Wednesday. But he basically, and tell me what technically, Judy Greg, is a person that can read psychic information from objects. What is that called again?
Psychometry. That's what I do.
That,
psychometry.
But that's what Judy does.
Okay, that's what you do too, Judy? Okay.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah. Okay.
I read them from diamonds and crystals and car keys and cell phones. Anything that's an object, I can read it.
Well, I might have to send you a couple
of
things in the mail then and let you check them out for me.
Oh, then I want to know. Okay.
I want to know. Don't hold back on me. Let it fly.
That's what I'm known for.
That's what, Jim. That's what Judy. Judy does not hold back anything.
No, that's what I'm known for.
You don't want to ask him anything you don't
want to
know.
Read, he can't get in the mail.
Oh, Ken, that's a great exit line, okay?
I ain't going to say nothing about that. Listen, I ain't going to say nothing about that. You guys have an excellent weekend. And we'll see you next Wednesday. Same time. This is Jim Ferguson for a Hustler Spirit Radio. Thank you for listening. And may the universe always, always keep you close at heart. Talk to you guys later.
Oh, love you. God bless everybody.
All right.
The Hustler Spirit Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.